Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our tri-state forecast from Pat Pagano calls for a partly sunny, breezy day today. Temperature in the lower 40s, mainly clear tonight, mid-20s. Tomorrow we'll have snow developing, 1 to 3 inches during the day at least, mid-30s. On Thursday, considerable clouds, windy, 40. On Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, 35 to 40. Now, the National Weather Service is saying that there is a possibility of accumulating snow on Wednesday into Wednesday evening. We'll once again speak with Pat Pagano, and we'll get the details on that in a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you today: a large stretch of the Housatonic River has gotten wild and scenic river status. The National Park Service has designated a 41-mile stretch of the Housatonic River from the Massachusetts line to Boardman Bridge in New Milford as a wild and scenic river. Housatonic River Commission Chairman Bill Tingley announced the long-sought-after designation on Monday. Quoting here, "This federal wild and scenic designation of the Housatonic will help ensure the Commission's ability to carry through its management plan to maintain the river's unspoiled beauty and create solid accessibility to the many user groups who treasure the Housatonic River," end quote. The stretch of the river is now a member of the National Park Service's Partnership Wild and Scenic Rivers Program, a federal-funded consortium designed to protect and enhance exceptional rivers throughout the country. The commission will also be entitled to receive federal funds to carry out its management plan for the Housatonic River, including the pressing need to improve and control public access to the river for recreation. In Kent, the Common Park upgrade is now on the agenda. In the Republican American today, improvements at Kent Common Park are some of the major goals of the Kent Park and Recreation Director and the Park and Rec Commission. To that end, the five-year capital plan draft proposing spending $435,000 on parks in the final year of the plan. They presented the proposals during the annual town meeting on Thursday. Kaczynski has been in the role for almost a full year. The commission has new leadership as well, with Julia Neff serving as chairman of the board. Both the selectmen and finance board have not discussed the capital plan yet. The largest single proposed expenditure is for a splash spray pad that would be located at Kent Common. That cost is expected to be $250,000. The commission's supporting documentation that was shared with the board of selectmen explains the splash pads have gained popularity during the past decade because there's no standing water, they are more sanitary form of health code standpoint, and lifeguards are not required. Well, a head-on crash on Monday morning between a pickup truck and a car on Route 7 sent two people to the hospital with injuries. The driver of the pickup, a Ford F-150, was uninjured. The driver and passenger of the Toyota had to be extricated with hydraulic rescue tools and were transported by ambulance to the Berkshire Medical Center, according to Sheffield Police. When asked about their condition, they said both were talking. The accident occurred about 9:18 in the morning, just south of the Great Barrington Line. Both vehicles were owned and operated by people that live in Massachusetts. Taking a look at some other stories that are going on in and around our area, and that is basically a look at meetings going on today in the region. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for today at 5:30. Meanwhile, coming up this week in Falls Village, an important meeting. It will be a meeting on January 27th, a public hearing, and it's on the Frontier proposal. That will be at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Kent Center School Board of Education has a special meeting that is set for tonight at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, in Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a meeting. That is tonight at 7:30 this evening. Coming up tomorrow, the Planning Board has a virtual meeting. That will be at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Taconic Grange has a crowding bee coming up on Thursday, January 26th at 1 p.m. at the Grange Hall, 7 Dunbar Road in Sharon, off Route 4. You're asked to bring a knife, cutting board, bowl, large spoon, and wide mouth jar. They'll supply the salt and cabbage. More information is available at 860-364-5373. The January Soup Supper will be ready for pickup and delivery on Friday, January 27th. They usually make 130 dinners, and they get sold out about 1 week before the deadline. The month sponsor is Noble Horizons this month. Hearty soup, bread, cheese, and some fruit, and a cookie or brownie. Meals are free of charge. Deliveries are available to homes and workplaces. Donations are accepted. You pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church on Library Street, the side door, in between 3 and 5. You must pre-order by tomorrow. 860-337-2470. Owls Among Us being presented by the Sharon Audubon. That'll be on Friday from 7 till 8:15 at the Sharon Audubon Center. It's $10 participant, suitable for ages 13 plus. Prepaid online reservations are available. The registration link is act.audubon.org/a/owls-among-us-12723. Or easier than that, call 860-364-0520, extension 115, or email Bethany at bethany.sheffer@audubon.org with any questions that you might have. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,717.54. The S&P 500 starts off at 4,036.06, and the NASDAQ will start off today at 11,931.28. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That comes up in just a few moments.